بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على أشرف الخلق وحبيب الحق المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And أهلا وسهلا. Welcome to our weekly program. And we begin our program with our دعاة to Allah تبارك وتعالى. May Allah تبارك وتعالى grant our beloved مرحومين جنة الفردوس. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. And we ask Allah تبارك وتعالى, may Allah grant shifa to all those who are ill. Oh Allah, be with them and grant the family of marhumin sabr and ajr inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, we welcome you to Madrasa to Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gather all of us around the hawd and the fountain of beloved Nabi Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I'd like to remind you that our program is a live program. So for any inquiry or any feedback, inshallah you can WhatsApp me on 072-144-0717. You can SMS or you WhatsApp us on 072-144-0717. And I'd say shukran for all our listeners for that comment and that that guiding us, inshallah. Today, we are here in the garden of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we're opening the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we check that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the creator, the alimul ghayb wa shahada, the knower of the seen and unseen. And we believe that if you submit yourself to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the command of Allah, inshallah nothing wrong will happen to you. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. My respected sister, she sent one long SMS and saying that we like to know about the la'nat, you know, the mother nowadays. They know the curse, I don't know, they call it, she's making bad dua against her children. And we have to remind our listeners, and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that mu'min is not the one who always curse, because sometimes that curse can return and come back to us. So especially parents, mom and dad, even if she felt that she was oppressed by the children or by someone, never ever mention that word curse, because la'na, it's a very terrible thing. You know, they call them those people who are out of the mercy of Allah, or those who cursed, they're out of the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When we say Allah with us, when you curse, you separate us from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you keep us away from Allah. And I think we have enough la'na that when we commit some sin, we automatically we got that la'na. So we don't need another la'na of someone else to keep us and separate us far from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We know that every day we're going to Allah, and every day Allah is coming closer to us. But what about if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chase us away from His mercy and His barakah? May Allah save us. And in the day of Qiyamah you find yourself mal'oon and cursed by the dua of mom or dad or someone who's oppressed. May Allah make it easy and may Allah save us from such act like this. Because unfortunately, when we talk about la'na and curse, we don't know if we are mal'oon or not. You know, imagine the person expelled from his country. Oh, that lady, her husband chased her away from the house. You know how bad feeling she got. House, not Jannah, house. And imagine that you are sitting on a gathering or wedding, no one talk to you, and you just become isolated, and they boycott you on a certain... Some family members, they do like this. So, insan like to live with the community, with the people, and we need the company of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But what about if you, may Allah save me and you, that you've been cursed by Allah Himself, not by your mom and dad? And what about if you've been cursed by Allah and angels and messengers? So who's going to help if Malik Yawmuddin is the master of the Day of Judgment, doesn't want you? Which prophet, which angel can come forward and talk? That's why we said to the mother, please, Muslim is not la'an, wala fahash, wala bazi. Muslim is not that the one who got that type of tongue. Because I said enough that maybe one of us being cursed by Allah, but we don't know. We never know, because إن الله أخفى ثلاثا في ثلاث. Allah has hid three on three. His pleasure for any good deeds you can do, and His anger in any bad deed you also could do. So you never know if that haram we're doing, it's take us to the curse or the la'nat of Allah and angel and malaika. والناس أجمعين, even the people. Big musiba, sisters in Islam and brothers in Islam, that after death you discover that you're not listed. Your name is not there. That one is worries us a lot. Big problem that you become mal'oon. Why I'm saying like this? Because that sister, when she sent that SMS, she opened a very serious topic. That once you become mal'oon, your amal is not accepted. You know, when you hate the person, if he invites you, he praises you, you don't want to hear anything from him. So imagine Allah tabarak wa ta'ala curse someone, his salah is not accepted. And أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاءُهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَةُ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. So it's not only one group, it's Allah, Malaika, الناس, all the creation of Allah is cursing him. So in Islam, we're not allowed to curse anything. Because once you curse the animals or car or any item in your house, you snatch the barakah from it. And I said again that don't curse, because sometimes if that person doesn't deserve that curse, it will return back to you. And ليس المؤمن طعانا ولا لعانا, as I said. Only we curse those whom Allah curse in Quran, and we don't take the name of the people. Allah did curse some of the Yahud and Nasara, not all of them. Some. Allah curse people, Muslim and not Muslim, those who break the family ties. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Those يُقَطْعُونَ أَرْحَامَهُمْ. Allah curse in Quran those who suppress the knowledge, don't want to show the knowledge. أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. May Allah save us. Someone asks you about something, you hide that information. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed those who spread the fitna, causing the fraction and disunity amongst the ummah. These people are cursed because they're committing a very terrible sin, worse than murder. Al-fitnatu ashaddu min al-qatl. To cause that disunity is worse than murder. Because the murder will kill that person. But what about if you corrupt the whole society? And then Allah cursed those who kill, the Muslim kill each other. That mu'min kill another believer. There's no reason for that. And it's I can't imagine the Muslim decided to end life of not only Muslim, for any living being or even the animals. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala curse those who curse Sharia, those who criticize Sharia. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala curse those who curse his parents. When you swear someone and he swear you back, that one. Even when you're joking or you're playing. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala curse those who insult and criticize the sahabat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I cannot imagine a Muslim who's deeply in love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to attack one sahabi. Tell me who's your friend, I will tell you who you are. So those people are the environment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What do you mean when you try to criticize or to attack one sahabi? And 1400 years ago between you and him, you know, you don't know so much about him. Allah, Allah fi ashabi. Fi Allah on my companion. لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي. Don't take my sahaba as a matter, an issue after me. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala curse the people of Lut, those who committing a sodomy. Those people who are committing abnormal sexuality, that he's been cursed because he want to destroy the dunya, the system of Allah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam curse those who torturing the animal. Mal'oonun man wasama hayawan. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam curse some people who those who slaughter something not for the name of Allah. لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam curse those people who are dealing with interest, riba, and those who are committing shirk, associating partner with Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did say, may Allah curse the woman who's acting like a man, and the man who's acting like a woman. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did curse those who get involved on intoxication or drugs. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did say, mal'oonun man ta'allama ar-rimayata fi hayyin. Curse for those who learning shooting on a living being. Just learning. Mal'oonun al-muhallil wal-muhallalu lahu. Curse for those who committing that halala and those who using that person for halal. Those people who want to find a way of talaq. Look at this one. Mal'oonun man ghayyara alamat al-tariq. Curse for those who are changing the road signs, abusing the road signs and confusing the traveler. Curse for those who bribe and pass the bribery. Curse for those who terrorizing his Muslim brother even with a piece of steel. Curse for those who are exaggerating on deen till they let the people hate deenul Islam. Curse for those who are unfair to the non-Muslims. Brother and sister in Islam, we have enough now to see it's how serious is that issue, that when you curse or you're involved on some act, can give you that curse of Allah and His Rasul. You know, normally our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam give us shafa'at, but imagine a day of Qiyamah, he will approve that curse. No, it's very hard. It's very hard. So, as I said now, it's very difficult to stay alone. Just let someone know, just not inviting you for wedding, see what do you feel. Let next door just have function and never tell you. Oh, so you said to someone and doesn't greet you and doesn't give you a face, it's very hard. That is in dunya. But what about malaika, anbiya, people, awliya of Allah, don't want to give us a face in dunya and akhirah. To be lonely in dunya is very hard. We got in Quran one word is describing that loneliness and how hard is this rejecting. You know, Iblis when he refused to make sajda to Adam, alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chased him away with something is called qubh. What is qubh? Very, very bad reputation, it will never get solved. Khalas, Iblis, Shaitan, you got a reputation. Even if you become Salih now, it's already there. So they call it Maqbuhin, Maqbuh. And we see in our life, some people, they commit something many years ago, but people still mentioning it for them. And see the people when they are infected by HIV and AIDS. Even if they are innocent, people don't want to deal with them. People become very, very aggressive to them, who those who got a bad habit. And then, we have in Quran, something is called Farda or Farid. What is Farid? Someone is lonely in his house or in his family. He's the only one who remains. Nabi Zakaria, what he said, Rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. Allah, don't let me live in this dunya lonely. That's why we said to the brother, have a children, marry, call people and live together, because it's not a sign of Iman when you live lonely like this. And then we have something, it's called wahda. Wahda means oneness or loneliness. You don't have anyone to entertain you. You know, it's very hard for the elderly people when the children marry and they go away from the house and his friend passed away and his wife passed away. Look at this man, how he live. Ya Allah. Doesn't have any... not only that. Even those who are working and lost their job. Or those people who just move from his location to another location. It's very hard. We got someone, it's called a Tarid. Tarid, you people call it homeless. What is that? Doesn't have any home, doesn't have any watan. And وَيَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَطْرُودِ. Some people like this in the day of Qiyamah, they will never have any shelter. And we see now the refugee, how they're struggling in home affairs just to get 6 months or to get some stamp on their passport. They need one place just to settle. We have someone, it's called Sharid. What is Sharid here? Has no home and no other country accepted him. It's very hard also. Just want any land to live. And we got something in the Quran also, they call it Qa'id. What is Qa'id? Those people who are retired, has no wife. And they call it Al-Qawa'id min al-Nisa. Al-Qawa'id min al-Nisa, it means the women, she reached a certain age, no man come and propose her, and also she's not welcomed by people. It's khalas, retired. That's why we call the person in Arabic, retired person, mutaqa'id. Very stressful situation when the person had authority before and got some power and extra payment, and now he's living between the hospital and masjid and just begging people to come and live with him. It's very hard. And we have something also, it's called hijra mahjur. Mahjur, you are there but the people don't call you. That one, it's very difficult for the alim or for the people who are doing a community service, and then suddenly he's fired. Oh, he doesn't have anyone to call him to serve. Mahjur here comes from the hijra. You know, when we see the politician, when they have authority, you know how many journalists they want to interview them, and they want to invite him for function, and he go here and there. But once he lost his authority, oh, no journalist, no camera run after him. And he's begging people just to take his photo. Oh, he said, take my business card. I was former what, and minister and mayor. You say, my friend, you are mahjur. You are mahjur. That mahjur here goes for the house. When the house, no one live on it, we call it Baitul Mahjur. Masjid. Many people, they make hijrah from the masjid. They never ever enter the masjid. Only when they read Salatul Janazah for them or for someone else. Some people also take Quran as a hijrah. You don't read Quran only in Ramadan or read in certain surah. That's why we said, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he heard Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rabba inna qawmi ittakhadhu al-Qur'ana mahjura. And then we have something, it's called expel, or nafi, punishment. People being punished because of the truth, or because the community don't want to accept them, like the people of Lut. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his son, leave me alone and get out of here. We have another thing, it's called manbudh. Huwa min al-manbudhin. You know what is manbudh? People don't want to deal with him because he got some faulty. He got some bad reputation, this one. For example, the drug dealers, a prostitute women, or those people who got a heterosexuality or some abnormal sexuality, you don't want to touch him. That's called manbudh, because people, the public nowadays, they just trust what they hear, not what they investigate. Brother and sister in Islam, you see now how beautifully Quran al-Kareem and the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with this, with the type of la'nat and curse and isolation. And it's very hard. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah save me and you, that your father ran away from you, the ulama, your sons, children, you begging for one reward just to pass the sirat, no one want to give it to you. It's very hard. That's why we said to parents, don't wait for Qiyamah, for judgment. Judge yourself now and sort out your account now, because you never know that the children will help us that side or not. Don't go to Akhirah with your load. Fix your carriage now and fix your hisab now. Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Question yourself and judge yourself before you will be judged by someone. If I think we judge ourselves and we try to sort out our account here in this dunya, it will be very easy on the day of Qiyamah to pass. Ummat al-Islam, I know that it's very hard to see mother cursing her children, but I don't know what type of mother this, because now I did tell you, it's going to turn serious. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept any word from the mother. May Allah make it easy for us, inshallah. And I'd like to thank respected brother Abdullah, the one who sent for me a request that, you know, to be a judge. To be a judge is a big problem. So, but unfortunately, all of us, we are judges every day. We're judging people, or people judge us. Not, never mind, we need court to work there. In each and every day, we are judging. I don't know if our judgment is fair or not. You are judged for your body, how to adjust your body and deal with your body. You are judged between yourself and the children. You are judged when you feed the birds and animals. You are judged when you dish up food for the children. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when he said, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ, when you try to judge between the people, you must judge unjust and fair. And we know that مَنْ وَلَّى قَاضِيًا فَقَدْ قَضَى, whosoever voted or appointed a judge, he will be partner of that judgment. قَاضِيًا فِي النَّارِ وَقَاضِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ, two judges will enter Jahannam, and one only judge from the three will enter Jannah. Till the judge will regret that he was a judge just to divide one date between two people. One date, you break it to two pieces. It's very, very difficult. If you look at Sharia, how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala beautifully give us Sharia, how to make the judgment, or how to be a judge. Allah, I don't know the people who don't know. They read about Islamic law, they don't be Muslim. I don't know what type of common sense they have. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about the Quran al-Kareem, مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Never ever neglect a single issue in the Kitab of Allah. So we have the condition for the judge. Number one, must be a Muslim. We talk about Islamic judgment, the Sharia one. Then you must be a baligh, not a child. Must be free, not slave. Must be a man, not a woman. And I'll tell you why, because I know our sister is going to fight. Must have a good reputation. Must have a good names in the community. He must be aware about the rules of Quran and Sunnah. He must know about something that's called ijma'. Ijma' it means the opinion of the four madhab, the ulama. He must know how to research and to find out the judgment from the Quran. He must know one tongue of the Arabs. He must know the tafsir al Quran, the entire meaning of the Quran al Kareem. He must be physically well. He must know how to read and write. He must give a full attention. And the Sharia said that mustahab for him to live in a city center, in a middle. And then he must sit on a high place, the judge. No bodyguard for him. Anyone can come to him. And also not allowed to judge inside the mosque. He must go outside. And he must deal with the two disputer in fear. He must deal with them the way they sit, the way he talk to them, and the way he look at them. Never ever accept hadiyah from anyone who got a case with him. And then he must avoid judgment if he's angry. Anger will never allow you to judge in fear. Never judge while he was hungry or thirsty. Never judge when he have the sexuality feeling or that heat of sexuality. never judge while he got stress and grief and sadness. Never judge while he was over in his joyness and his happiness. You're going to judge unfairly. Never judge while he was sick. Oh, he was got a problem with his urine. Oh, his stools. Never judge while he's feeling sleepy. Never judge in a bad environment or hot weather. And then, never ever assess any one of the disputer to give certain answer. He must only listen. And he must make sure that the witness are udul. Udul, it means they have the full condition of witness in Islam. Never accept a letter from another judge unless the other judge bring it by two witness. Never ever let the person make qasam until he's 100% sure that this person is Muslim. That person is baligh. That person is wise and aqil. And then that person got a good name in the community. Brother and sister in Islam, this is our deen. This is our sharia. Just for judgment. And go for any other aspect, you will find a beautiful sharia. And I don't know, Muslimin nowadays, they are jahil, they don't know about the sharia, because the thing is so complicated. Oh, the people say, I'm not alim, so why you put me on that trouble? I just accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from any unjust decision in our life, with our children, in our community, and may Allah save us from any type of zulm, inshallah. Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we, on your behalf, I'd like to say shukran to Hafiz Bilal for helping me tonight. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant him tawfiq and ability, inshallah, to serve more in deen, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, before the break, I was talking about the seriousness of the judgment. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for me and you to be a fair judge, even for ourselves, because to make zulm on yourself, it's also a sin. If you want to read more about judgment, you must read about Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. When we talk about the Ala Dawood, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam and Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, you will know how beautifully Quran Kareem put that issue of judgment in the life of a Nabi. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأْ الْخَصْمِ. Have you heard about the breaking news, the clear sign of the two disputer? When we say naba here, it means a clear sign or a news or breaking news. Only you will get it by Quran. إِذْ تَسَوَّرُ الْمِحْرَابِ. They enter the mihrab, but not from the gate, from the wall. It means they go through the fence. And mihrab, yeah, we know that is the musalla of the salihin. All the anbiya, they like to sit and make ibadah on that i'tikaf place, on that mihrab, the place of ibadah. Mihrab come from the place called harb. Harb, it means you fight shaitan on it. إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُدِ. The two disputer, two people, two men, enter to Dawood. فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ. Then he scared of them. Why did Nabi scared of two people who came? Because they came without opening the door. They came from the funny thing. And then, this is a human being, so he must get scared. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. These two people said to him, don't get scared. Normally, when you see someone just enter your room like that, even if he's not a crook, you feel shocked. You say, how come you enter? The key is with me. Musa alayhi salam, when he throw the stick and he become a snake, he gets scared. So, they said, O Dawood, khasman, two disputer, two parties, baga ba'duna ala ba'd. Some of us oppress the others. It means, when we say baghi, it means there was also hand touch, and they physically abuse each other. Fahkum baynana. So be fair and judge between to us. Bilhaq, with the truth. You must tell us and give us the judgment بالحق. Don't use your own desire. ولا تشتت. Tashtut means don't deviate, don't pull out from the truth. They come from shaitan also, we call it shaitan because of this word, shatata. Shatat means to deviate, to pull out from the line. So they gave him warning, don't rely on your own desire, you must give us a proper judgment. Wahdina ila sawa as-sirat, and guide us to the straight path, the correct path. It means, they want the judge not to have a problem with Allah. Even these two people, also they want a fair judgment so that mustn't get any misguidance to go to the Jahannam. So we call it the judge and the claimer, the one who accused and the one who been accused, they must look for the truth. And then one of these two people said to Dawood alayhi salam, Inna hadha akhi, this is my brother. Allah, his own brother. It means they were fighting, but he didn't forget family ties. I like this tafsir. Inna hadha akhi, this is my brother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that akhi here, brother here, because we can fight with our family, but we cannot forget that he's my father, my sister-in-law, my brother, like that. Anger doesn't allow you to cancel the blood relation at all. Inna hadha akhi lahu, that is a big problem now. That is the start of hasad. Lahu 99 na'ja. He got 99 sheep. Why are you counting, my friend? What about if you got 30 sheep? Will you cry? Or maybe 5 sheep? Right? Wali, look at this one here. He got 99. Me, I got the big problem, that word I got. Na'ajatun wahija. I got only one sheep. In this case here, lahu, wali, he got, I don't have. It's called, you want to excite the feeling of the judge to take your side. Like the women go to court with a baby and to try to embrace the judgment and let the judgment feel for her and feel sorry for her and draw the attention and try to use the emotion. And the women on the fight, they cry. My friend, you said my brother got 99 sheep, that you have no right to count his sheep. That is hasad, you envy him. And why are you crying and say na'ajatun wahida, one? Why are you complaining Allah that he gave you only one sheep? So that is a big problem between rich and poor. That sometimes the rich want to take what is in the poor's hand. And also many times the poor people want to take what the rich got. That is a problem. You know, you got a big palace, big house, and you find a small house next door. That man, he left the whole houses in the town and he want to buy the next door. Leave this man to live. You say, no, if he, this one here, I can make it garden, garage, or that big farm. And then you find one man who got a small house next to the farm, you say, I want to get this one. Greed. What is in the hand of the poor, the rich also want to take it. Maybe a poor man, his wife is pretty. You find the rich man want to marry this, okay, leave the wife, the girl. فَقَالَكْ فِي الْنِيهَا. He said that, give it to me. وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. Give me your sheep. I go for 99, you got one. There's nothing. Give it to me. What is عَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ? And he was trying all ways to convince me. He gave me proof. You go on one way, I go on one way, we sit together. And then there's no benefit from the sheep. Try to stimulate him and take like when you have someone, poor person, you got a house, and it's a very golden chance for you to buy. Say, I'm going to buy for you flat. Come here, I give you money, I give you double like this. Immediately, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam said, قَالَ لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بَسُؤَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَى نَعَاجِ. He was unfair when he asked your sheep to go to his sheep. These two people were not human beings, they were angels. Came to teach Nabi Dawood alayhi salam how he must be fair when he listened to the complaint or to the dispute of the people. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, because he had a soft heart, is already based on emotion. That person is saying 99 sheep like that. And Nabi Dawood said, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَا يَبْغَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. So many of the partners, they abuse each other. Right? And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to clarify that case and say, that is, was a fitna for you, Dawood. You must learn like this, like this. And then that fitna, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala saved Nabi Dawood from it, because lucky that they were not human being, they were angel. That's why, فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ, he asked Allah forgiveness, وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا, and he fallen ruku'an sajda, وَأَنَاب, and he repent to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And we heard from this story now and that incident here, that mommy, please don't listen to one party. Don't listen to one party. Wait, you say if your son brought his eye and his hand and cried that his wife took off his eyes, don't run. Wait. Maybe the wife is going to come with her two eyes. We never know. So don't judge now. Tell you see the both party. Our problem nowadays is that you listen only to one side, which is unfair. That is not a sign of iman when you listen to the one side. You have to listen both with the same mood and give enough time for both parties to explain and to put their proof and evidence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from any time of injustice. May Allah make it easy for us. Respected brother who sent for me another WhatsApp now and say shukran for the program, and he's praising us, and Allah reward him for that. And I said, when we deal with tawbah, when you repent, you must know how to fill the application, my friend. Istighfar is to fill the application. So our problem that when we may ask Allah tawbah, we don't know how to do the procedure of it. Because the tawbah is so easy, but only the way you fill the form. Istighfar is to fill the form. And tawbah is something else. So many people think that istighfar, it's enough for the tawbah. No, the istighfar is the first action, and after that you do the tawbah. So inshallah, one day we're going to say it again. I did mention here how to make the tawbah to nasuh. May Allah accept any of those who make tawbah. May Allah accept it inshallah. And let us do some amal and some act. Allah will praise us. So when we do some a'mal, Allah will praise us. And once Allah praise us, it means automatically tawbah. Allah praise the fasting person. When the person keep prayers and fasting, Allah praise him. It's like a tawbah. The person who look after yatim, Allah praise him without that person knowing that Allah praise him. Hujjaj, the people of Hajj. The people of Tahajjud, Allah praise them. It's called automatic tawbah, this one. And Taib, the repenter, the one who repent, is Habibullah, is a beloved one to Allah, because really, he went to ask the great, and Allah appreciated the great decision you made. A person for so many years addicted to haram, and then he decided to just leave it like that. You know, when you leave the haram, you got a little bit of pain, because you're going to miss the enjoyment and pleasure you used to have it for years. So Allah does appreciate that. He said, I do appreciate that person left his beloved habit to his beloved Allah for the sake of Allah. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala praise those who are Kareem. Kareem, it means generous. Because Allah is Kareem, Nabi Kareem, Quran Kareem, Ramadan Kareem. You got so many word Kareem here. But why I'm talking about the generous person? The generous person is taking one quality of Allah and practice it. So Allah did not deprive him from that name of Allah. It's called Kareem. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said to the angel who writing our deeds, تَجَافُ عَنْ عَثَرَاتِ الْكَرِيمِ, overlook the mistake of the generous. Why? Because Allah forgive him. Allah praise those who make dhikr of Allah. ذَاكِرُونَ اللَّهِ. Allah made praise those who made sabr. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة. Allah praised the Sahaba. Any Sahaba, with no exception. All of them, Allah is happy with them. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. I'm repeating again. Each and every Sahabi around Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is happy with him. Don't worry about what he used to do or what, who was he. Brother and sister in Islam, Sahaba, all of them, gain رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. That's why we said to the brother, when Allah wants someone, don't come on the way. You're putting yourself under fire. Many people don't know the value of Sahaba, and they deal with them like you're reading a history. This 100,000 Sahaba or more, they were selected, and they were the supporter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are Muslim because of the effort of Sahaba. You can't be a judge, and not an even judge, unfair judge, to judge some incident happened 1,400 years ago, and you want to be a judge. It's very funny to get involved on any type of issue or dispute. Allah praise millions of Muslims. They done a small act, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned them on the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And as I said, when Allah loves you and praise you, He will never question you on the day of Qiyamah. He will never punish you. How he praise you and punish you? He will never question you, because to stand for questioning and for hisab is also hard. That's why we cry to the Ummah, say, please, please avoid the sin of aqidah, shirk. Don't get involved on shirk. You know why? Because you lose Allah. You lose that surprise which Allah gave it to you in the day of Qiyamah. Fire, fire, go to the fire. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fill our life with yaqeen and iman. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawbah before we die. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to pass the true message of Islam. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala count us amongst those who radiyallahu anhum ورضوا عنه. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. Brother and sister in Islam, unfortunately our time is up. Till we see you inshallah next week. شكرا جزيلا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
كلمة التقوى.